fresh from his two-week-long bed-ins for peace in Montreal and Amsterdam, and having just scored a worldwide hit with Give Peace a Chance, Lennon had no intention of entering the 70s quietly. "Perhaps I'll get interested in drawing and painting again," John said in an interview at the end of 1969. "You can't stand still, and I think I've been standing still for a bit too long." It was Anthony Fawcett, Lennon and Ono's assistant at the time, who first suggested that lithography could be a new creative avenue. At first, Lennon's response was ambivalent. The Beatle preferred the spontaneity of drawing cartoons straight onto paper. But Fawcett managed to find a solution. "I devised a way to shortcut the complicated procedure of working directly onto stone blocks or zinc plates," he later recalled, "by using specially treated litho paper, which I had sent out to his house along with an array of suitable brushes, litho ink and crayons. John would be able to draw or paint in his usual manner. The images could later be transferred from the paper onto sensitized zinc plates by means of an advanced technical process, and the lithographs printed in the traditional way. The impressionistic results were created by Lennon in two phases. The first, drawn around the time of his wedding to Ono in Gibraltar and their subsequent holiday in Paris, were fairly simple depictions of the couple together. The second set, drawn during their bed-ins, were far more skillfully crafted and a lot more intimate, depicting both of them naked in various lovemaking positions. 3,000 individual prints were made up, each signed by Lennon, and 300 complete sets of the 14 lithographs were packaged in white leather bags emblazoned with the words Bag 1 in black capitals. The lithographs could be bought for £40 each or a whopping £550 for the set. The London Arts Gallery on New Bond Street, now a Burberry store, opened the show on the 15th of January 1970. Though the exhibition was doomed not to run its course. The very next day, Scotland Yard's obscene publications squad, known as the Dirty Squad, entered the gallery, charged the owner, Eugene Schuster, under the 1830 law, forbidding profane, indecent, or obscene drawings or images, and seized 8 of the prints.